Parents, if your kids love listening to audio stories, but you don't want them using your phone all the time to listen to them, you need a Story Button. Story Button is a screenless device that makes it easy to listen to kid podcasts, audiobooks, and more without having to use a tablet, phone, or keep track of any cards or toys. Fan favorites like Miles the Brave and Treasure Galaxy will give your kids an extra spark of exciting imagination, while the bedtime category will help your kids as they get ready to sleep. Go to storybutton.com to learn more and view all the content currently available in the library. Storybutton. Imagination lives here. Hello again, and welcome back to Kids Bible Stories. Today is part 14 in our Exodus series, and this is called When Life is Hard, God is Still There. This comes from Exodus chapter 17, verses 1 through 7. If you've missed our Exodus episodes, I'd highly recommend you go back and listen from episode 199 or number 207, because the context is important and the stories will build upon themselves. Let's do a quick recount of some of the key events that have occurred. Pharaoh treats God's people, the Israelites, horribly. He uses them as slaves, and they cry out to God for help. God hears their cry and sends Moses to rescue them from cruel Pharaoh. Moses leads them to the Red Sea, where God miraculously parts it, saving them and destroying the Egyptians. Now, God's people have left Egypt and are journeying to the promised land he has spoken of. But it's no short trip. We find ourselves here, journeying in the desert towards that sweet promised land. Always remember, these are not just stories. These things really happened. Now, let's begin today's episode. The whole Israelite community set out from the desert of Sin, traveling from place to place as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. So they quarreled. That means argued. They quarreled with Moses and said, "Oh, please give us water to drink. I am so, so thirsty."
"Me too. I'm parched."
I often wonder if they talked to God first for help and guidance, or just ran straight to Moses about this. I wonder. Well, Moses replied,
"Why do you quarrel with me? And why do you put the Lord to the test?"
But the people were thirsty for even just a drop of water, and they grumbled against Moses. They said,
"Why do you bring us out of Egypt just to make us and our children and our animals die of thirst?"
Listeners, have we heard them say something just like this before?
Yes.
You are correct. It was right before God rained down manna and meat. Let's continue. Then Moses cried out to the Lord,
"Lord, what am I to do with these people? They're almost ready to stone me."
Poor Moses. He is doing all he can and obeying God. But still, he is the one the people argue with. Sometimes it can be hard to lead, and sometimes people will be upset with you even though you are doing what is right. The Lord answered Moses,
"Go out in front of the people. Take with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile. Now go. I will stand there before you by the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it for the people to drink."
Moses and some of the elders walked to the large tan rock. Obeying God's instructions, Moses raised his staff into the air and brought it down swiftly, striking the rock. And just as God promised, life-sustaining water began to flow. I wonder what the water looked like as it flowed out of the rock. Was it a slow trickle that bubbled up in the rock's crack, creating a gentle stream? Or did water rush out with force? The elders who were with Moses saw this miracle happen.
Wow, water!
Moses called the place Massa, which means testing, and Meribah, which means quarreling, because the Israelites quarreled, and because they tested the Lord, saying,
"Is the Lord among us or not?"
Well, that is it for our story today. But before we go, let's think about what we just heard. Answer out loud. Did this really happen? Or is it a make-believe story? It really happened. We must remember, these are real people with real fears and feelings, just like you and I. Do you think it would be scary to feel so thirsty and have no water anywhere?
Yes.
Yes, it would be. It's easy for us to read this and act like we don't understand them because we know how it ends. But they did not. Did God provide them with water?
Yep.
Yes, He sure did. And it ended up being okay. But before this happened, they quarreled with Moses. In fact, to remember it, Moses named the place after this word. Moses said, they tested the Lord, saying,
"Is the Lord among us or not?"
Listeners, was the Lord among them? With them? Yes, He absolutely was. Were things hard?
Yep.
Yes. All of us, moms and dads, abuelos, grammys, aunts, kids, every human on this earth will have times that are difficult, scary, or uncertain. Share out loud something that has been hard or scary for you. Maybe you just moved and you don't know anyone yet. Maybe someone you love is sick. Or learning to read and write is not very easy for you. Go ahead and share out loud now. I'll wait. Thanks for sharing. Now, during that hard time, do you think God was still with you? Yes, He will always be there. Our story today reminds us that when things were hard, the Israelites thought that meant God wasn't among them. But that's simply not true. We can remember the truth that though we all have sad and difficult days, God sees you, is with you,
and loves you. Well, that is it for our story today. In today's iTunes review, I want to say thank you to 9-year-old Jude, Eli, who is 10, and Amari. Thank you for taking the time to write your review. We will continue our Exodus stories next week, so make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Thanks again. And, as always, bye for now.
For all the parents out there, picture that it's bedtime. You and the kids have been busy all day. You know they're tired, but for some reason, they just won't go to sleep. And for this reason, I created the podcast Bedtime History. Bedtime History is a series of relaxing history stories that end with an inspirational message. With over 2,000 positive parent reviews, Bedtime History is one of the top education podcasts. Join me and listen to Bedtime History every Monday and Thursday on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.